Welcome to our third show of Satanic International Radio. This is Zach Black, and today I got a special guest, Shay Belay, who is the Satanic International chapter head of Los Angeles. Good to have you here, Shay. How are you doing, man?
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on, Zach, and thank you for the introduction. It's good to be talking to you tonight.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Can you tell our guests a little bit about yourself, man? Some of your interests and hobbies?
Sure, sure. So, my name's Shay Belay. I have, I've been a Satanist most of my life, but besides that, I'm a poet. I've released a book. I've released some publications of my poetry. I'm a musician as well. Currently dropping an album that I've been writing over the past 2 or 3 years. And we're actually just closing up artwork for that. So any artists out there who are listening, if you know, hit me up personally, either shaybelay@gmail.com. I'm trying to get some artwork completed for that release. And I have a podcast as well, Deferred Gnosis Podcast. Listen to this podcast first. And then if you have time, listen to Deferred Gnosis Podcast as well. We talk about philosophy, similar things that's discussed on here. And not least, I am the chapter head, LA chapter head for Satanic International, which is a title that you extended to me a couple of months ago or a few weeks ago. So it's a pleasure to have that role as well.
Awesome, man. Yeah, man. It's great to have you there, man. I wanted really somebody solid like yourself to pin down LA. I mean, LA is the second largest city, you know, in the nation, and we got great chapter heads all through California. I mean, myself in San Diego, you in LA, my friend Sun Inject in San Francisco. We pretty much got the West Coast nailed down.
Well, I mean, California is the bedrock for Satanism.
Exactly.
I mean, Los Angeles, San Francisco, maybe Portland's going in Oregon, but just the West Coast, I mean, is kind of the bedrock, you know, and then the East Coast probably being, you know, second to that, New York and so. But I think in California, I think in LA, I mean, we pretty much have that culture has kind of saturated and grown here in this community. I mean,
for sure. Do you notice any other Satanists in your area? I mean, I don't know about you, but like in San Diego, once in a while, I'll just bump into somebody and I'll see him with like a Luciferian sigil on his arm or something, you know, and you're just like, who the fuck are you? You know, that I was the only one out here.
Yeah, I think a lot of the, and I think this is the birthplace of when, I don't know if you've noticed in the last few years, there's a genre of music called Witch House. And Witch House is kind of, as far as I understand, Witch House came to be kind of grow from the LA scene. And Witch House kind of started using a lot of occult symbolism and satanic symbolism, the Baphomet. And that started entering the scene as being kind of acceptable fashion. So we're seeing in the last few years this kind of movement towards the proliferation of satanic symbols and entering the mainstream even. But I can kind of find its core happening in LA with the onset of Witch House and that whole genre and that whole scene. So you see a lot of, and I think even LaVey at some point said that, you know, he says that he chose San Francisco because it was a birthplace of change, the gay rights movement, the LGBT rights movement, and everything else. This is a bedrock. This is a birthplace of change. And Los Angeles has its own kind of vibe and element, aesthetic that kind of goes with that idea that it's a place of changing ideas and shifting ideas and innovation, both culturally and spiritually and politically. So
yeah,
it does make sense for it to be the scene of the groundwork, a place for Satanism, a safe haven for Satanism.
I've seen kind of that trend in Florida. I mean, Florida is kind of the hotspot for death metal. And you see
that's true
it, you,
too.
Yeah. I mean, Florida's kind of a hotspot. I mean, I've never been to that part of the country, but, you know, based on like the Google Analytics and stuff on my network, California is number one for people to hit the network. New York is number two, Texas is number three, and then Florida is number four. So it's pretty interesting, man. You know, the geographics of everybody and what everybody's doing. As far as like Satanism, Satanists, that's kind of has become a broad term. It's kind of an
Absolutely.
umbrella term that covers a lot of ground. How,
Very quickly, very quickly. I mean, it's a young religion, and it's become so broad that some people would be against the idea of me even labeling it a religion. For some, it's not a religion. But it's a young religion, but it's acquired the diversification more than any other. I mean, if you look at other religions, it took thousands of years for them to split off into all kinds of things. You have progressive Christians, you have Protestants, you have Catholics, you have Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, and so on and so forth. And Satanism, you have 60 years, and it's not even 50, right? 50
Yeah,
years.
55, 56, stuff like that.
50 years. So you're looking at, it's already diversified from being straight up, orthodox traditional Satanism, orthodox or duotheistic Satanism or devil worship, all the way to secular, satanic temple Satanism, which is pure, secular. Pure atheistic. You have it going from two extremes, and it's only been 50 years. So you've seen the religion really branch off in 100 different directions very quickly. And I think a lot of that has to do with the internet.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say, is you've really seen that. I mean, I'm sure there's splinter groups before the internet, but maybe they didn't have a voice. But now, the internet, which has pros and cons, but now pretty much anybody with even a cell phone can, be a grand poobah and start their own organization. So yeah, it's very interesting. And worlds collide and new stars are born, new stars burn out, and boom, another part of the universe begins. And it is interesting. It's very volatile. And I like that. I like that because it kind of pushes stratification where people come
Absolutely.
to terms and, and they get to
Of course.
test their faith, their philosophy, their might, whatever.
It's well said. I think it, and one of the things that's very particular about Satanism is the level of fierce individuality that it has made it's been a benefit in the idea that it has diversified in such a beautiful way that you have a mix of different aspects and branches of Satanism, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I personally am okay with that. There's a lot of Satanists that may not be, but it has also created this idea that it's a religion of one, and this does hold true to Satanism. However, it has created a situation where it is very difficult for us to get in a group with each other. It's very difficult for us to build a company. It's very difficult for us to create any kind of community just because of the fierce individuality that is endemic to the satanic system of belief. That's one thing that has never left LaVey. Even though people have moved from LaVey, there is entire branches of Satanism that actually has huge disdain for LaVey, like the ONA. Most ONA members won't even let you say LaVey, and that's the end of the conversation. It's kind of interesting to see it kind of evolve in that way. I mean, that's it, but it's also created a situation where it's hard for us to agree on a lot of things. So that's why some people say that the idea of a satanic community doesn't exist.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, trying to get Satanists to actually do something, it's kind of like, be on the same page. It's kind of like trying to herd feral cats. It's a very
Sure.
difficult thing. And when we talk about the unification and different types of Satanism, I kind of look at Satanism as kind of like a loosely structured cabal of like-minded individuals. If I mean, it's kind of, if you ask somebody, like, with the exception of like your fundamentalist LaVeyans or your fundamentalist ONA people or your straight up theistic, I worship the devil people, usually the majority of Satanists have a little sway and pull from one side to the other. Most of us aren't really rigid. How would you describe yourself and your Satanism?
Great question. So, I've changed. I've shifted. My views have shifted and evolved over time. Now, I would say that Satanism has evolved in different forms depending on which aspect of my life that you're talking about. Politically, identity-wise, I regard the idea of Satan as the literary idea of Satan, the idea of Satan as a rebellious figure, as the great emancipator, Lucifer, the Lord of Enlightenment, the idea of seeking wisdom at all costs, the underdog. Every civil rights movement that's existed in history, the idea that Satan represents the downtrodden, he represents the dissidents, he represents the those who are unspoken for, those without a voice. In a sense, politically identify with Satan like that, Satan as a rebel. Spiritually, it has moved all over the place. You know, I've gravitated towards pagan symbols of within Satanism, different aspects of pre-Christian gods, because I've always been heavy into the occult, even at a very young age. In fact, that, you know, being into the occult led me into Satanism. I grew up in a household where my mother was a very spiritual person. She was a Catholic Christian. She moved between the two. But she was far more spiritual than she was religious. She would often tell me about ghosts, who I was in a past life. She would walk into a home. I remember when we'd rent a new place or go to a new apartment or rent a new home, she would walk in and say, "Something happened to a girl here, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, and it was horrible, but she's no longer here anymore, but she's not." You know, she would give me details about all kinds of spiritual matters. So she was a self-proclaimed medium. So I grew up in a house that some would call haunted. I had radical dreams, interactions with entities and spirits. And then it didn't help that my mom would exacerbate these beliefs. So I gravitated towards the occult at a very young age. And I decided that I wanted to be part of a system. I wanted to join a group of some kind. And so I first became Wiccan. This is at 12 or 13. And I wanted to be able to take all these occult things and put them together into something. And I was a Wiccan for a few months, but I realized when I was really young, I wasn't, you know, my family was a bit disheveled. My family life was a bit chaotic and dysfunctional. And I didn't have the best clothes growing up in our neighborhood. I grew up in a very impoverished neighborhood. I grew up in Linwood. It's a part of LA. And I kind of went to school with not the coolest clothes and just whatever I could find. And I was kind of a latchkey child on top of that. So I didn't know what I was doing. And I was one of the poorer kids in the school. And so I was made fun of a lot. And I was picked on a lot. And I first went to the occult because it was the first time that I felt like I could have power. It's the same reason I got into comics and writing. It was an idea that I could have power. I could have control over my environment that I didn't have before. So when I became a Wiccan, it was all about, you know, this idea that you can't harm others. That if you whatever you put out, it's going to come back times three. And I thought, well, fuck that. There's people that are treating me like shit all around me. On top of that, I kind of grew up in it was an abusive upbringing as well. And so there was people that really were not on my side, both in my family and externally. And so I thought, I'm not. Like, these people need to be taken care of. I need to be able to defend myself. So Wicca quickly went away when I discovered Satanism. I was exposed to Satanism. I started studying it. And when I read the Satanic Bible, I read it in a single sitting. And I thought for the first time, this is something that tells me I have value. And it doesn't matter what else anyone says. I have value. And it's a it, it and I'm going to be the strongest person I could possibly be, and I don't give a fuck if someone tries to take me down. I'm going to destroy them, and not physically necessarily, but I'm going to destroy whatever obstacles in my path to having value. And that meant a lot to me. That resonated heavy. So that idea of and not to make the answer too, you know, not too verbose, but I have to give that full story in order to fully capture where I come from as a Satanist. Satanism literally was the first thing that told me that I have value and that I can love myself and that no one is going to take me down. And so Satanism is very important to me, and that's why it stuck with my life this entire time. This is the majority of my life, and it's changed. At the same time, I consider myself so as far as Satanism, I do consider myself a spiritual person. I know LaVey hated that term. They talked about the carnal. He talked about, you know, psychodrama and intellectual decompression chamber and all that. But I'm a spiritual person, as in I connect to the world around me. I wouldn't loop myself into say I'm a theistic Satanist, because that means a certain thing when you say you're a theist. I'm agnostic in a lot of sense, but I do believe I have practiced the occult. I've used it to my advantage. I've used it to empower myself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So right now in my life, you know, I consider myself very spiritual, very open, very flexible. My Satanism is a mix. I'm a self-styled Satanist, as you would say. I practice the occult. I'm very spiritual in a sense. So in that sense, I'm a traditional Satanist. But I do believe in Lex Talionis. I do believe in having power over a situation. I do believe in a lot of the LaVeyan beliefs system. I'm not a staunch atheist in any way. So I don't fall with the Gilmore camp. I don't fall with the Satanic Temple camp. But some of the Satanic Temple ideas, like progressive values, I have as well. So I'm a mix, you know, I'm a mix of ideas. And I think anyone who is an individual is going to have a mix of ideas. Spiritually, I'm a traditional Satanist, but philosophically and politically, I'm a LaVeyan mixed with a little bit of some progressive values. But I'm pretty hard to the LaVey canon as far as philosophy, ideology goes. And in my opinion, LaVeyan Satanism at its core allowed for some mystical and spiritual expression.
Yeah, man, I think that really resonates with a lot of people. I know what you said. You know, I see a lot of that myself, and I'm sure that our listeners may see a lot of that. You know, I think a lot of us grew up in kind of a less than perfect environment, kind of a chaotic, disheveled environment, maybe had a hard time, you know, socializing, especially at that particular age when you're going through puberty and stuff. And, you know, you want to be with the cool crowd. You want to be accepted. But at the same time, you never quite feel like you are. And I think that really opens up a lot of us that have the ability and the desire and who are born with it. That's when we kind of turn to the darkness and to try to find ourselves. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, LaVey has this famous statement where he says, you know, Satanists are born, not made. And I think to some that will sound pretentious. That will sound a bit like an exaggerated kind of statement, but in a way, it's just one of those things. So if you look at culture, Satanism has been one of the ideas that is the most, it's I guess been the least safe. You know, true Satanism has not been safe at all, and that's partly why I've come to be okay with many different forms of traditional Satanism. Left-hand path, theistic Satanism, because it's not safe. Even amongst other LaVeyan Satanism, LaVeyan Satanists, or atheistic Satanists, or what they call modern Satanists, theistic Satanism is not safe. That's the new unsafe. But it's always been the unsafe religion. I think why we gravitate towards that is because it's so palatable. It's so powerful. It's so substantial. It's this idea that you're not accepted. You're not, you don't fit in with everyone else around you, and this is why. And, you know, it takes a certain kind of breed of person to be attracted towards Satanism, because Satanism is not it's not, well, these days I could say it's the disco, but it's not, these days it's not the disco. It has never been the disco. And what I mean by that, it has never been the acceptable thing on the block. You say you're a Satanist, it's not, you're not going to get much welcoming, and you're kind of creating a situation where people are going to be abrasive to you. The way you dress, the way you talk, the music that you're into, the art that you're into, the books that you're reading, the values that you have. And even to atheists, Satanists are abrasive. Satanists are rejected. It's just, it's the unpopular idea. So to gravitate towards that means you have to have balls. You have to have courage. You have to have you have to have the willingness to embrace something that's going to make you unpopular. And I think for some of us, we were kind of unpopular already. Like for me, I was hated and disliked for just being, I was hated and disliked already. So in my mind, when I first became a Satanist, and some will think this is from a negative place, because me becoming a Satanist does come from a very, it comes from a very chaotic period in my life. But I think it was the idea, well, if you're going to hate me anyways, then, you know, I'm going to give you a reason to hate me. I'm going to give you a reason to spit on me. I'm going to give you a reason to do all that. And I noticed what happened when I became a Satanist is, yeah, they did continue their taunting and their hate, but at least I was in control of it now. I was in control of the reason why they were hating me. I was in control of the reason they were picking on me. And that, I felt like that gave me power at that time. Then I was able to understand how shallow these people were. And these were not just students and peers. These were adults as well. And I felt the adults won't even sit down and talk to me for a second. So I realized at a very young age, maybe too young for some people, but I realized a lot of what people's beliefs around me are bullshit. And I can't trust anyone around me. As in, I can't trust adults to have knowledge. I can't trust them to take care of me. I can't trust them to have my interest at heart. I learned that at a very young age. And some of us, you know, we don't learn that until adulthood, when a corporation cuts you off without even letting you know, just closes the door one day and says, sorry, you're laid off, business isn't doing well. Then we learn that people really don't give a fuck about us sometimes. And I learned that at a very young age when I decided to become a Satanist and I decided to take on that style. I realized people weren't going to take the time to learn who I was or listen to me. They were going to hate me, both the children, my peers who were 13, 12, 14, and the adults as well, like the staff at schools also were going to show the same idiocy that the kids were showing. So it gave me a position of empowerment, because it made me feel like I have something up on them. I'm doing something that evokes a reaction out of these people that should be smarter than me, that should be more professional than me. It really gave me a surreal view of the world around me.
Yeah, you know, you had touched upon, like, you know, questioning adults. And yeah, by the time I was 10 or 11, I was pretty much an atheist. I just didn't really know it. And I remember my father, Catholic, great man, you know, loves me to pieces. But he always made me go to church on Sunday. And one day I asked him, I said, why? Why am I going to church? He goes, because you're Catholic. I said, I am? I didn't know that. I stopped believing in God when I stopped believing in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. And I realized that people lie. Your parents lie to you. There is no fucking Santa Claus. There is no Easter Bunny. So why is there a God? You know? But
I mean, a simple reason. I think most kids are going to be atheists by default, for the most part. You know, I think the idea of believing, I think it's interesting, because I think most children, and in Satanism, LaVey really talked about children as being natural magicians. And I think he did a lot of that because, you know, during the time, I mean, and I think it's true to Satanism, but I think during the time, there's this idea that Satanists sacrifice children, so, and animals. So there was a big effort to say, like, we celebrate animals and children as the greatest embodiment of human, or of life on the planet. And I do believe in that. I'm just saying what I feel like, why that was such a staple in Satanism and always has been a staple. But I think that children naturally see the world in a very magical way, a very, like, what someone calls spiritual way, like everything is absolutely amazing, but they don't necessarily have to attribute it to somebody else. They don't have to give it to anybody else. They don't have to give it to a god. They don't have to, you know, kind of give all the credit to how beautiful life is to some external being. So in a way, they're atheists, but in a way, they're kind of spiritual in a sense as well. And I think that's the natural default for us as when we're younger.
Yeah, you know, I think when we're younger and the world is a magical realm, you know, and anything is possible, I think that gets stripped from us through education, through religion, and also just, you know, just through growing pains and when reality comes crashing in. But I think some of us tend to hold on to some of that childhood imagination, which is magic in itself, and some of us lose that but then project it into some external god or deity.
Sure. And I think a part of that is because, you know, I think there's a part of it is because we are made to feel valueless in or devalued in the society in which we live. And so any bit of happiness and magical reality and the infinite possibilities, we want to give that away to somebody else. We want to blame it on somebody else. It's the same reason why we blame why the devil has been blamed for sins and everything else. We want to externalize it. We also want to externalize the great things within us. It's why people have said God is so great and so peaceful and all of this and is pure good. No, that good was in you. That sin was in you. You are, you know, that idea of perfection is somewhere in you, not the God outside of you. So I think our society devalues us very in a myriad of ways. One is the idea of, you know, just the idea of money itself and the idea of value and the idea of success and what is projected upon us, that we are devalued. And I think that's why we externalize it to gods and everything else. We start giving that credit to them when it's within us the entire time.
So there's been a lot of like new organizations popping up, Satanism with like, you know, the Satanic Temple and stuff has been a huge push bringing Satanism, awareness of Satanism. What do you think about the current scene of modern Satanism? What's going on right now?
Well, I feel like it's extremely divergent in many ways. And I'm kind of on the fence of, you know, to be quite honest, I find myself being on the fence on how to feel about some of the ways that Satanism has developed. I try to be as open-minded and flexible as possible, but, you know, we're two candid individuals. So, I mean, as far as the Satanic, let's take the Satanic Temple, for example. I mean, I feel like in many ways in my opinion, Levain Satanism, or not just Levain Satanism, so Satanism as we know it, can we both agree that Satanism as we know it comes, I mean, the vast majority of it, none of it would really be happening. There's a great chance none of it would really be happening unless Levain did his thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think LaVey is the pioneer, and a lot of people, well, including myself, think that LaVey is outdated, but, you know, I give him mad respect for what he did, and you and I probably would not be having this conversation today.
Exactly. Now, I feel like in a way, like if we take the Satanic Temple, for example, I appreciate the progressive views. I appreciate where they're coming from, you know, Satan as a liberating figure and what have you. And I'm not saying it's not Satanism. I would not say that. So let's not even put that in the conversation. But I respect the Satanic Temple for what they're doing. Let me also preface this conversation with that. At the same time, it has to be admitted that they have removed the vast majority of philosophy that comes from the Levain canon. So, and from any other Satanism, actually. Yeah. Because most of the paths of Satanism follow LaVey's idea of self-deification, self-empowerment, this idea of the self above everything else. Even the ONA, even traditional Satanists, even theistic Satanists still have this view that most theistic Satanists have this view that the self is above everything else. I mean, that's a LaVeyan idea. And he pulled that from, like, Ayn Rand, and he pulled that from Friedrich Nietzsche and in different places. But it's fair to say the Satanic Temple has taken away all the philosophy of LaVeyan Satanism, the idea of lex talionis, retributive justice, law of the swift, law of the jungle, you know, one man smites you, one cheek smash him on the other, all the philosophy and all the magic. Because magic was always an important part of the satanic religion. I mean, that's where it started. It started as the magic circle with LaVey. So if we're talking about the core satanic fundamentals, magic was an important part of it. So it's completely creating an entirely new religion, not based on anything else that has ever existed prior to them. So it's not really based on any sect of Satanism that came before it. Now, that is not to say I don't respect it as a branch of Satanism as valid. I don't say that it's invalid. I think the work they're doing is good. I'm in agreement with it. But we're seeing Satanism change in radical ways. I mean,
well, you
I
know,
think it, yeah.
With the Satanic Temple, man, before I lose my train of thought, since you're covering a lot of ground, is I agree. In many ways, they're nothing like what we would consider to be traditional Satanism. One of the tenets, and I don't have them in front of me, so I can only really say one that did not resonate well with me, is compassion to all people or beings. You know,
sure.
I don't really get that, man. There's a lot of people out there that if I saw got run over by a bus, I'd like clap. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. You know, so yeah, and I agree. I almost see them as, you know, more like secular atheists that are using Satanism to kind of get media attention, to kind of push the kind of like a liberal agenda, which in a sense isn't really that bad. I mean, I don't want to see, you know, the Ten Commandments monument up there in the court. I don't want to see religious material being circulated in school. So the way that they're going about doing it using Satanism is genius. It really is. I mean, Doug is a highly intelligent man. Lucian Greaves is some of you may know him. I got a lot of respect for him, and I really like what they're doing. It's very clever. It's a very clever thing. And I'm not saying that everybody in the Satanic Temple is not a Satanist by any means. There are a lot of Satanists in the Satanic Temple. It is just the way that they're going about doing it is very clever, and I do enjoy it, except for some of the stuff like passing out coloring books in school. You know, satanic coloring books, I thought was a little, you know, a little janky, but at the same time, it's a means
sure.
to an end. It's a way to get other religions not to be able to pass out religion in school.
You know, it's interesting to say because it all comes down to what we... You know, you're familiar with the term, like, adversarial, being the adversary, right? This is a thing within the left-hand path. It has always been the case. Being satanic is being adversarial. And, you know, I know that we can both agree that the views of the Satanic Temple is diametrically opposed to, you know, the core of the vast majority of LaVeyan beliefs. You know, this, you know, LaVey talked about hippies. He hated hippies. He hated a lot of the liberal agenda. He was a Randian objectivist. I mean, he believed in, he talked about Ayn Rand. He talked about Midas Wright, you know, Ragnar Redbeard. And a lot of this was about the kind of elitist idea. It's the idea that there are some people that are shitty. And we shouldn't give compassion to them because they do harm to others. And there's, you know, I'm kind of lean on the side of that, but I'm a libertarian socialist. I do believe in the idea that we should kind of come together and form a community, a government that works for us, that serves us. At the same time, I believe in the individual. Again, though, even though I do consider myself a socialist, there's some socialist ideas I do not identify with. So the idea that we should, you know, prisoners and felons and people who've done violent crimes, yeah, in a perfect world, they should be rehabilitated. But in my opinion, some of those people just need to be dispatched. If someone murdered, molested, raped, abused in any form or fashion, you have the full right to end their lives. And hang them in the village square. I mean, I believe rehabilitation could be possible at some point. It is possible in some places, in some cultures. But I believe we need to change our culture to make that possible. Until then, I feel like there's some people on the streets. There's some people that are doing things. I think they have no business interacting with other humans ever again, whether that means death or permanent imprisonment. Is really up to the collective. But in that sense, you know, I do not agree with that philosophy. However, it could be said that Satanism has been used for shock. LaVey kind of used it for shock too.
Big time. Yeah.
I think what Doug Mesner is doing is, or Lucien Greaves is doing, is very similar to kind of what LaVey did in the 60s. He's just pushing buttons in a different way, and he's using Satanism in a different way. And that's why I respect that movement. The only thing that I have, you know, against it is that it's making Satanism safe. It's kind of safe. It's creating a situation where almost all you have to do is be progressive and throw on a Baphomet, and then suddenly you're a Satanist. I'm flexible to the idea of Satanism changing. Again, I respect it. I just see people that would not have anything to do with Satanism joining the cause. And maybe that's just because I come, you know, I'm a millennial. I'm an early millennial, came from a different age of Satanism. I became exposed to a certain idea of Satanism as being unsafe and dangerous ideas. I just don't feel like those are dangerous ideas.
I agree, man. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And back to the death penalty thing where some people deserve to die. I'm kind of on the fence about the death penalty, man. I think if someone's, you know, facing the death penalty for some horrendous crime, like say, you know, killing children, they should be judged by a jury and a judge. And then if they're, you know, considered guilty, they should be judged again by a different jury and judge. And if both juries and judges say this guy needs to die, and then I say, you know, put him out on the fucking patio and let parents go to town on him with a baseball bat, you know, or give it up, leave it to the parents to decide his fate, you know, if that should be.
Sure. There's the idea that insanity, you know, there's the plea of insanity plea for some of these murders and things like that. And I would say, yes, mental illness is a very real thing. It's a thing we should be sensitive to. But if someone is paranoid schizophrenic and they kill someone, they are broken. These people are broken. And I'm sensitive to that because I had a paranoid schizophrenic friend that I loved very much. And he freaked out on me several times. And, you know, he came out my door one day crying, asking me why I fucked his wife, and he didn't even have a girlfriend at the time, and he's freaking out, and I imagine this guy could kill me because of his illness. And I've grown up with mental illness all around me, you know, and myself, I have, I'm bipolar. I've been diagnosed as bipolar. I understand, and I relate to the idea of mental illness, and I'm sensitive to it. However, if you are so sick to or so ill that we don't have a current science to prevent you from killing others. You know, at the moment, with our current science, understanding, and culture, death is a solution. We don't have a culture that is able to fix crime and fix criminals and felons. In fact, they go to jail and they come out worse than they went in. We don't have a current system that is able to fix that. So that's why I don't fit in with my progressive friends when it comes to the death penalty. I'm all for the death penalty. If you fuck up in a major way, You know, there's a chance you might really grow from it, but the damage has been done. If you get drunk and you kill somebody's daughter, who was a student in college, and that's it. You've done damage. You've hurt already.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you kind of got to suit the crime. You know, I'm not talking about in a rage of fury. You know, you catch your best friend fucking your wife, and you kill both of them. I mean, I don't think that guy necessarily deserves a death penalty, but yeah, he should probably be behind bars for quite some time and evaluated. But before we get too off topic, how do you feel about the modern state of the Church of Satan?
Well, okay. So I understand that LaVey, according to their story, LaVey, I think they're necessary. I'll say that first. I think the Church of Satan is necessary, as in you need that somewhat conservative, you need that somewhat organization that is going to be the mainstream face of Satanism. However, I feel like where they've moved in the last 15, 20 years is open to conjecture. It's open to opinion. I mean, according to them, LaVey's last wishes were to turn things into a secular, kind of staunch atheist view towards things. And you've seen a shift starting when LaVey started things. I mean, he started a magic circle. That's where the original Church of Satan came out of. It was open to mysticism. It was open to the occult. It was open to this idea. I mean, LaVey talked about ghosts. And he talked about hauntings. He even billed himself as a ghostbuster. I mean, he talked about heavily spiritual ideas or heavily supernatural ideas. He wouldn't call it supernatural. He called it supernormal. He wouldn't call it spiritual. He called it carnal, science that hasn't been invented yet. Like, he had other terms for these things. But the truth of the matter is that he was a magician. He believed in the supernatural. And I think what has happened over, since LaVey backed up and then his death, I think they've come to a point where they're trying to dance around the magic thing. They almost want to make the Satanic Bible disappear, because the Satanic Bible is no longer in line with, and LaVey is no longer in line with what the Church of Satan is currently expressing. This whole idea that, you can use magic sometimes and then move away from it. I mean, LaVey, in multiple ways, in the Satanic Bible, he said magic is an important part of the Satanic religion. He talked about the occult. He talked about supernaturalism. There's an idea of atheism in there. But I think that, if you ask a current COS Satanist about magic, they have to dance around it just to, have an idea. And I think what they're trying to do is change. They're trying to change because atheism has kind of moved past Satanism. Satanism was the voice of atheist reason for a long time. They were the atheists. But with all their magic and shit, it doesn't resonate with modern atheists. They hear about Satan, they hear about Satanism, and it sounds good on paper, but once they talk about magic, once they talk about forces, once they talk about pantheism, once they talk about, all these, putting curses on people and doing rituals, atheists don't want to fuck with that. Now, so what we're seeing is, the Church of Satan is trying to change to be, the edge of reason. And you have voices like Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris, Lawrence Krauss, Richard Dawkins. You have all these atheists that are moving atheism in such a powerful way, in a potent way, that Satanism is no longer the edge of reason in that regard. Satanists are no longer the most skeptical people, or at least LaVey's Satanism is no longer the most skeptical people. So the Church of Satan is, I feel like it's trying to accommodate the shift in culture because it's lost its position. I don't know. I know a lot of people don't like Gilmore.
Yeah, well, what can I say about Gilmore? He's intelligent, he's articulate, but I don't really see him bringing anything new to the table. I kind of see him parodying LeVay, and I do see that is that he is trying to take out some of the magical lore that LeVay had, and LeVay was very much a part of. And comparing that to the atheists, I do see that, atheists aren't looked upon as they were 50 years ago. Now you can actually say you're an atheist. And I think that maybe the Church of Satan is trying to kind of get on the on the darker edge of that, and to still kind of possibly sneak in and not be laughed at and be more socially acceptable.
Sure.
But my main problem with the Church of Satan, though, is that they don't really do anything. I mean, I can't think of, since 2006, when they came out and did their Black Mass on 6/6/06, I can't think of anything that they've actually done publicly. Maybe a podcast here and there. I mean, they blog a lot, write a lot, but they don't do a lot. And
No.
when it comes to the Satanic Temple, I mean, the Church of Satan has always had the stance that they will not talk about any other satanic organization, because the Church of Satan is the only satanic organization. And they also have the attitude that you're not a real Satanist unless you're part of the Church of Satan,
Well,
which
that's
they.
a you know that's an antiquated idea. It doesn't it's no longer a relevant, valid idea.
Well, it's, when it comes back to the TST, is Gilmore broke his words when he said that they would not talk about satanic organizations when the Satanic Monument started getting media attention. Oh yeah, Peter Gilmore was the first to step up and say how he thinks it's not a good idea. He disapproves for, various reasons, which were pretty much bullshit. Basically, he was offended that the TST was getting attention and the Church of Satan is not.
Well, he got some he threw some cheap shots. Like, he said that, the Baphomet statue is a phallic symbol, so it's kind of they're kind of like pedophiles.
Yeah, that's kind of cheap.
That's like some cheap that's some fucking cheap shots. That should be beneath him to make comments like that. I mean, I don't know why Peter Gilmore came out to speak about Lucian Grieg and the Satanic Temple. I don't know why he felt compulsed to do that, and he never felt like speaking out about it before. They discounted every other satanic organization that came before it. For the Satanic Temple, they did come out to kind of speak about it. I felt because it was necessary. And because, when you would go online, we're living in the internet age, when you go online and search the Satanic Temple, the Church of Satan would come up, and they were being cross-associated, so they had to draw a difference from the Satanic Temple. And some points were good. Like, they had some points to it, but they did it in such a condescending way, and in such a way that was just so dismissive that it was hard to really side with that argument. They could have came out with some points that you and I just discussed a minute ago, but they didn't choose that route. They just said, the Satanic Temple is, I think at some point Gilmore did like a New Year's kind of post, because I follow them, and he talked about the Satanic Temple and like having two guys making out over the grave of whoever Fred Phelps' mother's grave site or something. And he like took the opportunity to make fun of that.
Well,
And I think it was unavoidable. You
one
couldn't
thing,
ignore the Satanic Temple at that point.
one thing that I remember he said is when they asked him about the monument, he goes, "We don't believe, like, we is like he represents all
Sure.
Satanists. We don't believe that any religious monument should be on government ground." And it's like, no shit, dipshit. What do you think this is all about? The Satanic Monument is a pawn to get the Ten Commandments taken down, which was successful.
Yeah, it was a, for him being a, intellectual individual, and for him championing intellectualism, and for Satanists, LeVayan Satanists, COS Satanists championing individualism and intellectualism, it was not recognizing the aim of the Satanic Temple. And I feel like, I just, it's hard for me to believe in an argument that doesn't take into account all sides. So you just can't say this entire group is bullshit, everything they do is bullshit, there's no value to the Baphomet statue, because it's not honest. You're not being intellectually honest. The truth is, there is value to that. There is value to kind of pressing the buttons. I mean, you know, Marilyn Manson had a relationship with Anton LaVey. And Marilyn Manson pushed buttons in a way that the Satanic Temple is pushing buttons. And LaVey was perfectly cool with that. He was okay with people pushing buttons in a mainstream arena. Now, I'm not saying because LaVey liked it, that means it's suddenly valid. But, you know, the fact that you're out in the mainstream, or the fact that you're making big moves and that you're attracting attention, does not make you a non-Satanist. Like, that alone doesn't make you a non-Satanist. So the whole Baphomet statue thing is brilliant. I am totally with it. And there's a lot of Satanists that are totally happy for it. But the Church of Satan did not, I think the Church of Satan, in its best interest, did not want another satanic organization grabbing that kind of attention.
Absolutely. I mean, what Lucian Greaves has drawn more attention to Satanism since Marilyn Manson. I mean, and, you know, even Anton LaVey.
Some of these black metal bands as well, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know, man, Shay, it was great talking to you, man. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Like, talk about your music or what you're doing? Actually, one thing that I did want to touch upon that we didn't get a chance to talk about too much is Satanic International LA chapter. Do you have any plans, anything going on with that? I mean, I know it's a really new thing. All these chapters are relatively fairly new within the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. Have you been able to generate any interest, or is there any events or anything going on? I know we're talking about possibly getting a get together for Halloween, the San Diego and Los Angeles chapter, meeting up and try to get as many people out just to celebrate Halloween. Is there anything specifically about your chapter that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, well, my idea for the LA chapter is that I know I'm dealing with a very, very diverse group of people. I have generated some interest. Some people have contacted me. And I have been building up an interest in that regard. I'm trying to get to the point where I get a substantial group of people to meet up, so I get a nice mix. So I kind of have been building that up since its inception a couple of months ago. And when I get to a certain point, I want to then schedule a physical event, because I want to figure out what the direction is. I'm not trying to move it in any particular direction. You know, some people may want to ritualize. Some people may want to just discuss philosophy. Some people may just want to drink and hang out. Some people may be more, you know, there may be an entire different group. So I want to make sure I get a large enough group of people before I start something. But when it comes to like a San Diego LA event, then I am definitely willing to send out my mailing list saying, hey, we're going to have an event down here. If you want to carpool down to San Diego, let's go do that. But in the meanwhile, I want to make sure I'm doing this very carefully. You know, I want to make sure this is done in a way that accommodates all forms of Satanists. And I want to bring them all together and then figure out exactly what the mutual or the idea goal is, and figure out where everyone's at. So I want to wait until we get to that size. Until then, if you want to throw events in the San Diego chapter that links in LA, I'm more than happy to send out to everyone who's signed on so far, and then we can go meet up with you guys, and we can have a joint meeting. That way we have a bigger group of people that are meeting up. So
awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, man. It's similar to what I'm trying to do. I figured like try to meet everybody first, just on a very casual thing. Like, you know, we've done a barbecue. We did a little meetup where we did tarot card readings and stuff like that, just to kind of get a feel for everybody, see if everybody gets along, see if there's any, like, you know, completely batshit crazy people, you know. And so far it's been okay. I mean, not a shit ton of people, but it's getting there. It's, you know, and yeah, I mean, I'd rather take it slow and just to get to know everybody, get to meet everybody. And before we actually start scheduling rock solid events. And as far as the Halloween thing goes, yeah, I think it'd be great. You know, maybe we can meet halfway somewhere. I mean, I don't think Oceanside.
Somewhere in Oceanside or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like somewhere like Oceanside, where it's about, you know, I mean, Oceanside's a cool place and it's big enough, and we could, like, you know, meet up there, maybe rent out a couple hotel rooms up there and, you know.
Oh,
like
that'd be fun.
Hang out.
So I know there's a lot of Satanists in LA. Don't be afraid to hit us up. This is a very open-minded Satanic International is probably the only group that is open-minded enough to accept all forms of Satanists, whether they're traditional, atheist, modern, or self-styled. So I think that's the beauty to Satanic International, and I think we're the only platform that can bring all forms of Satanists together. I mean, that's really kind of the truth.
Yeah, you know, that was my goal when I set out for it. I try to be as open-minded, and I'm a lot more open-minded now than when I first started it. You know, we kind of try to tend to judge people based on their merit and their intelligence, not based on their specific form of Satanism. And yeah, all are welcome until proven otherwise.
Absolutely. Of course, that's the only way to do it.
All right, man. Do you want to, what's the name of your radio show again? And if you
wanna... Yeah. So I have a few plugs. I have Deferred Gnosis podcast. I bring out an episode. We try to bring it out every month, but it comes out about every 2 months. That's at deferredgnosis.com, DefereredGnosis.com. We had you on the last episode as like a short interview. Also, I'm releasing an album in the next couple of months. And again, I'm looking for an artist. I'm talking to a few artists right now, but I would be open to the idea of some artists confronting me. I know some will be listening to the show. Hit me up, Shea Belay on Facebook. They could probably find me through the Satanic International, through many of the groups that we're in. But Shea Belay, B-I-L-E, Shea Belay at gmail.com, S-H-E-A-B-I-L-E. At gmail.com. Just hit me up about that. But yeah, I have an album I'll be dropping in the next few months. It's a mix of spoken word, neo-folk, neoclassical, aggressive punk, underground hip-hop fusion with a overtly satanic, position, because that's where I come from, as you guys have already heard. So there's that, and just follow me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, if you want to keep up on the projects. And then there's the Satanic International LA chapter. That's, I don't remember the actual address of that, but just Facebook, Satanic International Los Angeles, it'll come up. If you're in the LA or surrounding areas and you want to be part of a flexible satanic group that is going to cater to kind of what you expect from a satanic group, then a kind of eclectic group of people, then hit me up directly and we'll go from there.
Awesome, man. And for your listeners out there, all the links that he talked about will be either in the video itself or at least in the video description below. So you'll be seeing this on YouTube and on Facebook, and on YouTube, it'll be in the links below of the video. So you can check all that out there. It'd be real easy to click. You don't have to memorize everything or bust out a pen and write it all down. All right, Shea, man. Well, it was good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure, Zach. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
All right.
See you soon.
Oh, we're going to head out. Good night, guys. All right.